Hello and welcome back to Dr. Quackers, and today we're reviewing The Notebook. One of the most iconic romantic movies of all time, and being the movie that shot Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams into the stratosphere of fame. Now, I had actually never watched this movie in its entirety, which may be surprising to some. I have talked a lot about rom-coms and other romance movies on the podcast before, and I have seen what feels like all of them. So after seeing this one, I think I have a complete watch of almost all every popular rom-com ever to exist. I haven't had anyone been like, have you seen this? And I haven't been like, nope. I think I've seen them all. After seeing this movie, I do understand why this movie is as popular as it is. I will give it credit for its original premise. I haven't seen a lot of movies that tell the love story the same way this one does. Now, I know this is based on a book. I haven't read the book. I don't care. I'm not going to read the book. So, is it accurate to the book? No fucking clue. I'm going to assume so. but it could not be. I got no fucking clue. Yeah, that isn't going to be a part of this review of comparison of the book to the movie. Sometimes that will happen with me, but not this time. Yes. Now, having someone tell other people of a story isn't that original. However, this movie does it differently by having the loving husband telling the story to his wife, who now has dementia and will sometimes remember who she is when he tells her the story. She'll come back to him and remember the life they had together, which is the whole point of why he tells her the story. So I'm assuming before her dementia really took hold, she wrote their love story like a book, in as a design to what she says to bring me back to you. So yeah, it's sweet. That's a nice story. it's nice. It's sad, but a loving idea. I can't imagine anyone not thinking that's a soul-crushing way to live. Now, some people may be like, how could you say that? That's the one you love. Yeah, you have to watch the one you love not be who they are anymore. You have loved them pretty much your whole life, and now you have to watch them deteriorate into someone that resembles nothing of who they were. So yeah, as someone who has worked at places with that kind of dynamic, it is depressing and it will make you sad, but at the same time being like, wow, love exists. So I understand why the movie is as popular as it is. Now, I don't think this is the greatest love story I've ever seen or told. it does the story well enough where you want the couple to get their happy ending. If it wasn't for the performances of Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams, it wouldn't work nearly as well. They sell the emotions of the characters, which is amazing because of how much the two argued in the beginning of the filming. In the beginning of the production, they did not get along at all, and eventually they did. And I could be wrong, but I believe they actually dated after they did this movie. So yeah, but I'm not really into that part of Hollywood, so I could be wrong about them dating. I know there was, you know, problems with them having problems with each other on set. So it's interesting to see how that works. And I did think it kind of bled into the performances. It might have helped because one of the dynamics of the characters is that they argue a lot, but they always forgave each other and were crazy about each other. So I think that helped, especially in the beginning of the movie. It's a lot of the more dynamic. As it goes on, they argue a little bit less. Now, the weakest part of the movie is the ending. It's very weird, in my opinion. The idea of love transcending all is a major theme throughout the movie. But it randomly does a callback to them being born again as birds. So, which is the last shot of the movie. Now, after he tells the story, she comes back and she's like, I remember, like, and, you know, and they're like, oh, I love you, but, you know, all that stuff. And it's like, oh, that's nice. And then the movie continues on and you're like, wait, that's not the ending. The movie continues for like 10 more minutes. Yeah, the last shot of the movie, they're laying in bed together and she kind of comes back a little bit again. She's like, oh, you know, she asks them if their love can take them far away from where they are and be happy. And he's like, maybe. So then the scene transitions to a group of birds flying away, seemingly symbolizing them both dying and flying away as birds. Huh? I didn't expect the last minute reincarnation tidbit. Now, it does a callback to it. The callback is to a previous scene when they're on the beach, when they're young, and she's like playing they're at the beach and she's in the ocean and she's just kind of goofing around, you know, doing normal shit that if you've ever had a girlfriend, that is something I do think they capture the genuine interactions of a relationship. I've been in a couple and I was even married. So that reaction was something I had seen many girlfriends and ex-wife do, like, you know, just how the playfulness of it and then being like, I could be a bird, right? And just, you know, some goofy shit women will say sometimes and you're just like, what? And it's like, I could be a bird. And so, like, you know, she starts to pretend she's a bird and she's like, tell me I could be a bird. And he's like, you can be a bird. And she's just like, okay, if I'm a bird, you have to be a bird. And he's like, if you're a bird, I'll be a bird. And that's how the scene goes. And it just seems like playful, jokey shit. And then have that be the catalyst for the ending. Just felt like, what? I didn't know that was going to be a pivotal part of the story. It just a little out of left field for me. I was like, really? Oh, okay. The movie should have just ended 10 minutes ago. It would have been a nicer ending if it, like, her coming back and then, like, them embracing each other. That, the ending, that would have worked better, in my opinion. Them lingering on for another 10 minutes was like, can we wrap this shit up? Like, you already got the conclusions. You got the emotional payoff. You don't need any more. So, yeah. It was just weird. weird thing. But yeah, overall, the performances are great. And I think that's what really sells the movie to most people. Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams are fantastic in this movie. And especially Ryan Gosling. I love Ryan Gosling. I pretty much like him in everything. Most people thinking this Ken now. But I loved him in Blade Runner. And I liked him in Drive. And, you know, he's just great. The bad guys. The nice guys. Him and Russell Crowe. So, yeah, I think this movie very much is a big indication of the great performances of for him to come. And I do think Rachel McAdams is also a pretty decent actress. I like her in Wedding Crashers, and that's the only other movie. Mean Girls. She's also great in Mean Girls. That's the other movie that popped in my head for Rachel McAdams. But, yeah, it's an okay movie. I liked it. So, overall, I give it a 7 out of 10. It's a 7 out of 10. Because it's a good romance movie. There's not a whole lot of romance movies where I'm like, hey, you know, this is original. It's not bad. I can see why people really enjoy this. Now, at first, the ending really got to me. It just, like, really annoyed me. But, you know, upon, you know, thinking about it, and I was like, you know, the performances were awesome. And then, like, just everything else, yeah. Like, I really liked the early part of the movie. It's they just sell them having that young love. It just works really well. And so, yeah, that's why it's a 7 out of 10. Performances just bump it up for me. So it makes it a 7 out of 10 for most romance movies. It's a good romance. If you're looking for a romance movie to watch and you haven't already seen it, watch it. I'm sure you'll like it. So, yeah. Well, I hope you enjoyed this review. If you did, I reviewed a whole bunch of other movies, TV shows, and anime. So if you want to check that out, that's highly appreciated. Also, you should drop a follow on What I've Rap is Streaming Through. That way you get a notification when I post a review. So thank you, and I hope you have a fantastic day, my friend.